Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday, December the 16th, 2021. 17 and a half minutes past the hour. It is the day of the big WWGH Radio Christmas party, which will take place tonight on the air here at the station. 7:10 p.m. until 9 p.m. It is a live party. And if you have just started listening to this station, how this all got started, this is actually our eighth Christmas party together. Can you imagine that? Eighth. It doesn't seem like that is possible, but what happened years ago was we did a Christmas special on the air, and we also did a Christmas party. And the Christmas special was fine, and the Christmas party was fine. But what we noticed was we were having a lot of fun at the Christmas party, singing carols, and it tended to be more people showed up for the Christmas party. So we thought, well, instead of having two events, why don't we just put the Christmas party on the air because so many people came and had a good time that we could have people kind of filter in and out during the party on air. So that's what we have done ever since. So that's what we will do tonight, our eighth Christmas party here at the station, which will be broadcast on the air 7:15 until 9 p.m. And trust me, if you are not in the Christmas spirit, this party will put you in the Christmas spirit. And if you don't like Christmas, it wouldn't be up your alley, because people come in the Christmas mood. And by the way, it's supported by Domino's Pizza, which it has been for probably 7 of the 8 years we have done it. Domino's has always been very nice to us at Christmas time and anniversary time. It's really the only two times a year that we get together as a station, all together, everybody. And that makes it a lot of fun. So we will sing carols tonight. We will just have a lot of fun. We will eat pizza. We will do 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. We might do Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, which we have done in the past. We learn what everybody wants for Christmas this year, or hopes for Christmas. It's just a good time to catch up. And Nate and his wife always bring a nice little plate of goodies. See, now the pressure's on for tonight. That's always a lot of fun. We are not the best singers in the world. This is what I have learned about us as a group over the years. Now, we do have the words to the Christmas songs that we will sing tonight, but we are not exactly singers. We're not exactly performers. So don't expect the Mormon Tabernacle Choir here tonight at the station. We will do the best that we can. Now, we also have some station friends who join us at the party tonight. I do believe Mike McGinnis will be here with us tonight. I do believe that Mary Ellen Withrow will be here with us tonight. I heard from her yesterday. I do believe that Ted Williams possibly will be with us tonight. We'll see what happens, depending on his schedule and transportation available from Columbus. And I also believe that there's a possibility that Mayor Jack Kellogg might be stopping by. But those are all up in the air. But everybody from the station will be here. Angie will be here. Sean will be here. Terry will be here. I will be here. Linda will be here. Nate and his wife will be here. Jeannie Evers will be here. Who else do we have? Who am I forgetting? Pastor Craig will be here. Pastor Whitaker, I think, will be here. It would be his first Christmas party. Busy at the holiday season. Pastor Whitaker has not had a chance to make the Christmas party in the past, but he said he's definitely going to try tonight, and that will be the party. Your big Christmas party here tonight. Glenn, of course, will be here, and it's just a lot of fun. Everybody gets together, has a good time. we all enjoy ourselves. So I hope you enjoy that tonight here, 7:10 until 9 p.m. here on this station. So that is how that will all shake out here tonight. And of course, we thank Domino's for supplying the eats for that big party tonight. And we do have some Christmas assortments at the party. All right, does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I sound a little hoarse this morning, and I'm not really sure why. I feel okay, but apparently I sound a little hoarse. Maybe the longer I talk, the better I'll get. You know, they keep saying that this is going to be the worst flu season ever. Now, I don't have any cold or anything like that. It just feels as though my voice has not quite warmed up this morning. Maybe by the time I'm off the air, my voice will have gotten back to normal. I don't know what's going on with it. I've already gotten a message this morning that my voice sounds a little funny. You know, I think what happened was my voice is starting to wear out this week because I did 4 hours on the air yesterday with Glenn. I did 2 hours on Monday, 2 hours on Tuesday, and then I did the big event Tuesday night, the fruitcake toss. And I think being outside and kind of talking loudly during that event has worn my voice out. So, we still have the Christmas party tonight, and I still have all morning tomorrow morning, so hopefully my voice is able to recover. But I don't feel bad at all. No runny nose, no sore throat, no body aches or anything like that. Just a kind of a hoarse-sounding voice, I guess, here this morning. Does anybody notice that my voice is sounding hoarse? You cannot really hear your voice, but I have gotten a message that my voice is sounding a little strange this morning. So I don't know. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also could be the change in the weather. The weather went from very warm temperatures. It's not really cold out there this morning, but it's a little nippy. Should we say, a little chillier than it has been the last few mornings. You know, I have heard from many people in radio, though, that if you do several events, that your voice gets worn out after a while. I don't really know what happens. And I can breathe through my nose, so my nose is not plugged. So I really don't know what's wrong with the sound of the voice this morning. Maybe I need a hot cup of tea or something like that to clear up whatever's going on here this morning. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, it's Pastor Craig. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Pastor. How you doing?
Pretty good. Yes, you do sound a little hoarse coming over the radio, but I don't think it has to do at all with all you've been talking this week. I honestly think the reason your voice is a little hoarse is because McDonald's has not been in the soft drink business, and your body's used to that diet, you know, drink from McDonald's every single morning, and haven't been able to get it.
Well, you know, that could be, but I also might have to say that the reason my voice is hoarse is when I ate that fruitcake the other night, it damaged my vocal cords.
Oh,
I can always go back to that. You know what's weird when you have a hoarse voice, especially when you're not ill? Like I said, I can breathe through my nose. I don't have a runny nose. My throat is not sore. I have no symptoms of anything. But it's just, and obviously I don't talk to myself in the morning, so I didn't hear what I sounded like until I got here. I just feel a little hoarse. That's all it feels like.
No, in all seriousness, it probably has something to do with, you know, being outside and the amount of time this week, because quite honestly, for myself, when I do come down with a cold or other illness, the hoarse voice is one of the last symptoms that I get. I always seem to get other symptoms first. So I don't know about you, but I'm figuring it's probably just the way this week
Well, and I also think being out in the air the other night doing the fruitcake toss and announcing it, I think that probably has something to do with it. I think it probably has something to do, this is with the first time I've talked this morning, so the voice has not quite been warmed up yet. And I think that also the weather has been kind of strange this week. Very warm temperatures for December, and then all of a sudden we took a sharp turn.
Yeah, and they've been warm and damp. It was what the days have been this week, warm and damp. And so did you go by McDonald's this morning? Are they back in business?
You know, I have to, this was where I was going to open up this morning before I found out that my voice was apparently shot. But I went to McDonald's this morning, and yes, the machine is back up, and I do have my Diet Coke here, and it does taste very good. But the problem was, and I don't know what was going on there this morning, but from the time I pulled in, and the line was not terrifically long this morning, I was probably only about three cars from the microphone, from the time it took me three cars from the microphone to sit there, pull in, to get my drink and actually pull off, 19 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, people were driving off this morning. There were people in the line driving off because it was such a long wait. The line just was not moving, and I don't know what was going on there.
Maybe the employees had to be retrained on how to use the soft drink machine.
It might have been. And the funny thing was, when I got up to the first window and the second window, there was no issue with paying. There was no issue with getting my drink out the window. So I don't know if they were having some issue with food, or if somebody was complaining about their order. Or I have noticed now, and I don't want to blame it just on the employees there, which I have been doing, but you know, I've been thinking these digital deals have just started where people have to get their app out and people have to scan their phone to get their deal. And I wonder if people are not prepared when they get up to the window and then they say, oh, wait a second, I got a digital deal. You know how people do. And then they got to get their app up and they got to start flipping through it and they got to find it and then they got to get it scanned. You know, that can add about a minute onto everybody's transaction time.
Well, that's probably true, because we know how some of those people are fumbling around when they're in line at the grocery store.
Yeah.
So,
well,
they're different there.
That system is going to have to be perfected somehow, the app system. I think eventually what's going to have to happen is there's going to have to be signs at restaurants and grocery stores that say, before you proceed to checkout, make sure it's ready or we are not going to honor it. There's got to be some kind of 15, 20-second grace period there if they're busy. Because to sit there and fumble around with your app for, a minute and a half, that most people would just say, oh, forget it. But some people will sit there for that dollar and they will fumble around for 2 or 3 minutes.
Yes, they will. And act like there's nobody else in line behind them.
No. So you ready for the big Christmas party tonight?
Oh, I'm ready. I am ready. Should be a good time.
Well, it should be a lot of fun. It seems like everything's coming together. I heard from Mary Ellen yesterday, and she now thinks she'll be able to come tonight, which will be great. I talked to Ted Williams. He thinks he has his transportation lined up, which is good, so I think he might be here tonight. And we're adding a new song. Now, you've never been a part of the WWGH Christmas Choir, have you?
No, this will be my very first time, but I'm really looking forward to it. I know what a good time we had at the anniversary party in June, so I'm really looking forward to Christmas.
Well, it's very similar to that. The only difference is Santa Claus will be here tonight, and we also do quite a few carols. We have a sheet here that we've had for years, so people have the words. And we all try to sing Christmas carols. Now, sometimes this goes well, and sometimes it does not go very well. So we'll hope tonight that your voice added as a new voice, and possibly Mike McGinnis, who would be a new voice, will uplift this group. Because some people tend not to sing, and I think that brings it down. And we're also adding a new song tonight, and I don't even know if I should tell people what it is, but we're adding a song to the repertoire that is actually an old English Christmas carol, and I know people have heard it, but the way it is sang, is you have to sing it kind of the tempo, a certain tempo. So I hopefully we'll be able to get that down. Enough people will have heard it that we'll get it down.
Well, I definitely will be singing, but I don't know if you can count on me to be uplifting to the group.
Well, you will see how this group goes. I know this group, and we'll see how that takes off tonight.
All right, I'll see you tonight.
See you tonight.
Looking forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Pastor Craig. Don't forget, big Christmas party tonight, 7:10 until 9 p.m. But yeah, McDonald's was back up and running this morning with the fountain drinks. But it took me 19 minutes to get through the line. And that is not normally something I would time, to be honest with you. But this morning, I do know what time I got in the line. And the time it took, I just kept paying attention to the clock. I thought, this is the slowest moving line I've ever been a part of. And there was a lady, girl, however you want to say it, in the next line over, and because the line was moving so slowly, she just pulled out. She had had enough. She was not going to wait there any longer. She moved on this morning, which some people have no patience. Now, with the fountain drink machine being back up this morning, I was so elated that I thought, well, I'm just going to sit here and wait. I'm going to wait this thing out. So that's what happened. All right. What else is on people's mind this morning? We are 9 days away from the big Christmas holiday. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What is on your mind this morning? Help me out here. Because my voice apparently is a little hoarse this morning, and I would like to get the voice moving again, but that might not be a possibility if I can't give it a little bit of a rest here this morning. So what is on people's mind? Does anybody have anything to say this morning? This close to the big holiday coming up, only, what is it, 15 days left in the year now? 15 days left in 2021? And we'll be moving on to 2022? It's amazing how time flies by. I do believe, though, that this throat injury might have something to do with the Claxton fruitcake. Because the night of the fruitcake toss, they wanted me to taste that fruitcake. Now, I did take a very little piece of that fruitcake. But, you know, it could damage your vocal cords as it goes in. And you certainly do not want that. You don't want the vocal cords damaged by a fruitcake. But fruitcakes are very dense and dangerous in a way. Had a lot of fun yesterday talking about the fruitcake toss. Still have the big 72-foot toss by Donovan Bauer. You know, that still baffles me. I was even asking people last night, I said, how far do you think somebody could underhand toss a fruitcake? A 1-pound, 16-ounce fruitcake. And people were guessing like 30, 35 foot, which that's about where it was in past years. 72 feet, almost double, well, sometimes more than double what people were guessing. I have no idea how Donovan was able to do that, but I have to say, I was very, very impressed by him doing that. That was quite a shot, and everybody who participated really did well. Ralph at 61 feet. James Anderson at 62, most people in the 40s, a few people up in the 50s, so it was an event, that's for sure. All right. What other stuff do we have to do here this morning? We've talked about McDonald's. That's always a fun way to start the morning. All right. What else do we have on our agenda? Okay, well, I guess we can do the Geraldo Journal. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Geraldo Journal this morning. Because, let's start here, for somebody who might just be tuning into the station. This all started on September 16th, 2021. Now, the reason the Geraldo Journal started was because I've been lucky enough to interview many major broadcast talents. Phil Donahue, Jerry Springer, Bob Barker, Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Dick Cavett, people of that nature. And I've never had Geraldo Rivera on this show. So I said, hey, I want to get Geraldo on the show. Number one, he's a big broadcast talent. I think he'd be interesting. Number two, he's up in Cleveland. I found out he has a part-time home in Cleveland, Ohio, 2 hours from here. And I thought it'd be great to have him on the program. Well, we're getting a call here. Let's go to the phone first. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing there this morning?
Oh, doing good. Haven't heard from you in a while. How you been?
Well, I've been like everybody else, trying to get through the lines, trying to get this done, trying to get that done, and I don't know. Hey, Scott, I don't know. But I tell you what, you're talking about sitting in line. You know, most people don't think about anybody else. They always think about just themselves. And for instance, see, I take the kid to grad school or at a drop-off, you know what I'm saying? And they got two lanes. You can go swing right around it. You can put double lanes if you want to. And some of them people, you know, everybody's trying to get the kids off or whatever, you know? And then people sit there. Well, you can't go nowhere because there's two lanes and both of them are full, and the one that's in front of them is going to get fuller, and here you're sitting there. And that irks me. That just plain totally irks me when somebody does that, and they're, you know. And another thing, they'll come down the road, the main road, you know, out in front of school. Well, they got cars, workers, teachers, so on and so forth. They got to pull in parking on the road next to the school, see? Okay, the highway or the street is really open. But there's some people come up to turn in and going east. Well, that's full. That lane is full. From the South Sun all the way up to where you turn into the school. And then there are people come from the north or going towards the west. Well, if they don't get out of that lane, they got both lanes blocked. You can't go either way. This one particular woman, I've noticed her, and she'll sit there to where you turn into the lane, into the drop-off of kids, and she'll sit there in that lane with her turn signal. Well, the only way she goes is go forward. Well, the people behind her can't go nowhere either. And the people that's coming the other way can't get by her. So, and she'll sit there, most times she'll sit there until the kids comes out and then leaves the parking place, she'll go in, or, you know. And and you look back behind you and the traffic's way back through yonder. No, they can't go nowhere because she's in front of them with her turn signal on. Sitting there. I said, that is just plumb, totally selfish.
Well, don't you find...
It's her getting over that kids, and she might think about anybody else going on the street. They can't go on the street, go on. Because she's sitting there in the middle of the road. Now, that irks me. That irks me. Now, you think people would have more respect for the people that's trying to go whatever, wherever they're tried to go do. Just sit there in the in that lane going west, and just sit there. Just plain sit there. Ain't no, I mean, there ain't nowhere for them to go. I mean, you know. So it's just, I don't know about it. That's what I really don't understand. And another place, the fastest service I believe I ever saw for drive-through is Wendy's on Delaware Avenue. You go in that lane and you're backed up almost out to the street, and it ain't no time, man, till you're going through the order place, you know, and just a little bit you're gone. And a lot of these people that had that kind of a backup, it'd take them half an hour to get through there. But if you're ever in the rush and you want something, go through Wendy's on Delaware and you'll see how fast you get through that one.
Yeah, well, it is true, and I will say Wendy's in general. Now, the Mount Vernon Avenue Wendy's gets a lot busier than the Delaware Avenue Wendy's because it's just on a busier street. But they move their line pretty fast. I can never remember being in Wendy's line on Mount Vernon Avenue. They have a longer line, so sometimes you'll wait longer. But as far as moving the cars, the line always seems to be moving.
Scott, I've been through both of them. I'm a Wendy person. I like their especially their fries. Wendy has some good fries. Let's put it that way. I hate to try to build them up, but I've been through both of them. But now getting back out, out east. If you're going west, you got a problem. When you go in, you either got to go east or west. Well, if you got to go, you go to east, you're all right. You know, you get out with the traffic. But now, if you're going west, you've got the traffic coming from the west, and you got the traffic coming from the east. So it's difficult to get out there because Mount Vernon's always busy. You know that. I mean, you can't run out. Well, you got to watch the traffic's coming, going east. Then you got to watch for the traffic's going west. So you've got to get through both. You've got to cross both of them. Eastbound traffic and the traffic westbound. You've got to get through. You've got to get over there. So that's the only fault I got to that place out there. They get you through fairly fast, but Delaware Avenue is the fastest place you get to Wendy's.
Yeah, it's. What do you find, though, this time of year that people are less happy than the other times of the year? Now, on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, you will run into a lot of happy people. But yeah. As the season builds and people have to be out and taking their kids to school and getting food on the go and shopping and all of these things, I find that people are more stressed than they are any time of the year and unfortunately end up coming off a little more angry than any other time of the year.
Yeah, that's true, yeah, it's true. And it just seems like, Scott, seems like everybody's got to be first. Everybody's got to be ahead. You know what I'm saying? I live on a street where you got to back out, okay? If I pull in, I got to back out. So, and they will not honk the horn. They will not honk the horn at me about to come out in the street or getting ready to come out in the street. They will not honk the horn or let me know that something's coming. It will not happen. They'll let you back right out in front of them and will not act like they don't have no horn. And I think that's real wrong. That's rude, you know. Back it out there, I'll hit you. Well, if you do back it out there, it's your fault. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you back out in front of a car, you're going to get hit, and it's your fault. But They don't care. Bag it out and I'll hit you. Just go ahead and bag it out. That's not right. If you see somebody getting close to the traffic, they should at least blow the horn, let them know they're coming. But people don't care anymore.
Well, it's a different type of attitude, and I think people, unfortunately, are trying to get things done, and they're trying to get things done very fast. I think that's what happened at McDonald's this morning. I mean, yes, the line was moving extra slow, but, boy, people were just driving off. They could not be bothered with it this morning, and I think that's the attitude of people who will not let people out of spots. They will not let people turn. They've got to get to where they're going, and they've got to do it right now, and everybody else, it doesn't matter. That's really overall an interesting thing about society these days.
Yeah.
Is that if it doesn't affect me, then, well, it doesn't affect anybody.
Right. That's my, people don't have respect. All they, like I just told you a while ago, they want to be first. They don't know about anybody else. They just, you know, they want to be first. You know, don't back out and don't hold me up. Well, you go to McDonald's, and I mean, if there's no more cars than you was talking about this morning, that's not normal, because McDonald's is having a little problem. Must be having a little problem, or you won't sit there that long.
No, you wouldn't think 19 minutes.
That was a long time to sit in McDonald's when there ain't that much traffic in front of you. So therefore, they had to be having a problem of whatever, whoever ordered or whatever. But you know, there are people, they just won't wait. They just get out and go on, and they won't notice. It's not only that, it's everything else. I mean, and, you know, if it's just one spot, you know, it'd be different. But they won't wait on you for nothing. Let me go. You know, blah, blah, blah. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody is just, hey, I'm going to be ahead of you. Get out on the highway. You know, if you're driving, maybe, you know, you could be driving a speed limit, and this other guy behind you, and ain't nothing, and blah, blah, blah. But he's got to get in front of you, though. You follow me?
Well, that's one of the biggest problems that's developed at these fast food places where they've put the two lines in. Because you're expecting people to be courteous and let other people in and get in. And a lot of times when the line's moving slow or there's a big line, they aren't letting those people in. And that can raise your blood pressure.
Well, your grant's a big school, and there are a lot of kids goes there, and there's a lot of traffic. The weather's kind of nasty or something. Oh, you ought to see that place, man. I mean, you know, and kids anymore, they can't walk 50 feet. But like I say, these two lanes, if you drop, pull up like you should, it only takes a second or two for your kid. You've got to watch what you're doing over at the school, because you hit a kid, then you're really in trouble then. And the kid has the right of way of walking. That's their stomping ground in there, close to that school there. You better not run on them, because, but some people pull up there and they'll wait until they see the kid go in the door yet while we're there. And the police and everything standing right there on the curb, because protecting the kids going, you know, traffic, whatever. So I can't see that. They'll just sit there and wait till that kid gets way up there and all this traffic. Kids are behind you, and they're, well, you can't go nowhere. If you're sitting there, the other lane's full, too. So, you know, and a lot of the people are pulled around through there, and if they're going, if you're going up to the east, you know, you turn right or left, and they will be in the, they're going to take up both lanes in order to turn left or right. There you only got one lane open, so you can get up there and be ready to turn too. But you got to wait till that one turns. So I've seen a lot of them be in the left-hand lane and going to turn right, and vice versa. But if they're on in the middle, he ain't going to go nowhere. He's going to sit there and wait to wherever he's going, whatever he's going. So, you know, they don't think about there are two lanes there. If they're going to turn left or right or whatever, to get in the lane they're going to turn in, or close to it. But they don't do it. So there you go. They ain't thinking about these people behind them. You follow me?
No, I do. I think that's exactly what is going on. I think everybody is focused in on exactly what they're doing. People behind them, people in front of them. Have you ever noticed that when you make a turn in front of a car, a lot of times now, they'll speed up?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the way right here. See, I live on Wilson Avenue, and they turn the corner of Greenwood, go east. And they go past my house, man. You wouldn't believe it. They go past my house. They turn the corner down there. Ain't much over, 150, maybe 200 feet at the most. And by the time they pass my house, they got to be doing 50. So if people would, but I know better. I got to watch. I really got to watch when I back out. I mean, I just got to watch because they will not blow their horn if they're coming. You follow me?
No, absolutely. Well, they fly down South Prospect here. I always said if a police officer was stationed here on South Prospect Street all day long, they'd have 50 or 60 arrests every day.
And they don't care to get a ticket. That doesn't seem right.
No.
That's the least thing I want to do is get in an accident with anybody or run over anything. That's an animal. I don't care if it's a whatever it is. I do not want to run over anything or hit anybody if I could all help it. But any more people that will pull it out, or if they're in the right, that'll hit you. Like I say, these people won't blow the horn. I'll be easing down the driveway. I got a little grade to go down. It ain't very steep. But they can see it. I'm getting ready to back out in the driveway, and they won't blow the horn. You know, Curtis, you should talk your horn a little bit. Say, hey, I'm coming, so don't back out. But they won't do it. They'll just sit right there. Or come right on, I don't know what. So people don't have no respect for nobody else. They own this, they own that. Like I say, they got to be first. They got to be first, and that is absolutely rude. To me, that is plumb rude. The other person's got a right too. You know what I'm saying, Scott?
No, I do. I wish more people had just a little bit of courtesy and maybe had it. Well, I also think our schedules are causing a lot of this too. Everybody has a time schedule. Nobody is leaving themselves enough time for if something bad would happen and they would get stuck in a line. Now, even though I was in the line 19 minutes this morning, I still was able to get here on time because I left myself time to do that.
Plenty of time to get here in case emergency would happen.
Right. And I know that when I go there in the morning that there are a lot of times when it's not moving so fast, or that I have to go someplace else to get a drink because they're going to be out. So I always allow for that amount of time. Now, sometimes I end up cutting it pretty close, but this morning I was in that line for 19 minutes, and I still made it here on time, with 5, 6, 7 minutes to spare. But that's because I leave the house early enough to do that, and I don't think people do that. I think people, it takes them 10 minutes to get to work, and they leave the house 20 minutes early. Well, if there's a mishap anywhere, if it takes any longer than 10 minutes, you're getting to work late.
Yep. Well, that's right. You got, I can make that in 10 minutes if I don't have, they don't put that F in there. That F will cover a lot of things. Well, if it takes you 10 minutes to get there, you don't have no problem. Majority of people hold to that very same thing. Well, it only takes them 10 minutes, but they don't have that F there. What if I got to stop for a few things? What if blah, blah, blah? Well, they're going to be late for sure. You know that.
Well, I'm sure that's why this girl pulled out of the line this morning and a lot of other people, because it was interesting. You know, I pay attention to what people are doing, and the girl that pulled out of the line, and just drove off. Now, she was somebody who would still be in the workforce. She was young enough, and I'm sure she was running out of time. And the other people who were pulling out of the line were like construction workers. They were in those big trucks, and they were obviously part of the workforce. And they probably had somewhere to be, and there's no way they could wait. But you also know what's interesting? These people who have no time to wait, the inside is never busy. The inside of McDonald's, maybe two or three people, they don't ever pull out of the line, even though that they see it's long, and park and go in and get it. Now, I've done that a few times. This morning, I didn't do it because the line was so little when I pulled up. I thought, well, there's no way this is going to take forever. Joke was on me, it did. And I was also on the inside lane, so there was no getting out for me. But the girl who pulled away, she was in the outside lane. At any point, she could have pulled out, pulled up front, ran inside, got what she wanted, and got out of there.
Yeah. No, they won't do that.
No.
No, they got to stay in that car, and if they ain't waited on their time, see, it's got to be their time. You know, they got to be their time, or it ain't gonna work with anybody else's. If, I don't know, Scott. It seems to me like with this majority of people are living too fast.
I think so, and I think if we don't slow down, there's going to be a big problem because it keeps getting faster and faster, and one day we're going to overbook ourselves to the point to where the stress is going to be a killer. You know, they always say the number one cause of high blood pressure and heart disease and heart attack and stroke is stress.
Yeah, stress. My wife, she's awful bad stress. She just gives. I got plenty of time. Well, it takes you 5 minutes to get there. Well, she won't leave until 3:10 or whatever. I've always worked at public, public places, and I definitely don't want to be late. But you know, sometimes emergency, you go to be late if you got emergency stops you somewhere along the line. But I always try to give myself at least pretty well a half an hour extra time when I get there to get to where I've got to end, you know. But run in and everything else has started. I worked around places where people were supposed to be to work, at a certain time, and they wouldn't come in until 5-10 minutes late. And boy, and the people I worked with and needed them, you know, that burnt me up. If you ain't there to me to give you what your orders that I need to give you for you to do what you got to do, you can't sit around and wait on somebody to come in late.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? How about all these other people that you went before you? Well, what are we doing? He's done here. Well, there you go. There you go again. See, that's what I'm saying. When you're late, it doesn't help anybody. And it don't help yourself either.
No, I agree. Hey, I got to go to break. Happy holidays. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, you do. Merry Christmas to you guys. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be back in about 10 minutes.
All right, question.